You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 430 90s. That is Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike.
A super team.
Yeah.
It wasn't Creed.
I was going Pearl Jam.
So it's the vocalist from Pearl Jam.
Ah, see? I knew that.
But also the vocalist from Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, who passed away.
Okay.
May he rest in peace.
All right. He's the vocalist from Pearl Jam.
Yeah,
he still nailed it though. That counts.
That's close. Pearl Jam. Yeah.
That's a super group right there.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty amazing record, that Temple of the Dog record. All right, it is 4:30 on Friday, which means it is time to award the belt.
There could only be one: the boss, the chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your
The belt is awarded on the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week. The way the belt works is there doesn't have to be a new belt, you know, winner every week. The person who is holding the belt, just like, you know, normally when somebody holds a belt, somebody has to take it from them. So who has the belt? It's Joe Giglio. Giglio had quite a week last week. By the way, there have been rumors of a physical belt being created for this feature.
It's about time.
The rumors have been going on for at least a year. I'm gonna buy it myself if we don't get the belt around here.
I can see you doing that.
Definitely.
Might do it this weekend, to be quite honest with you. So the question is, did anyone do anything to take the belt away from Giglio? The morning show, Joe, John, James, Rhea, Devin, any of the 75 other people that work for them? The answer is no. And not from the morning show. The midday show, well, Giglio has it, has Hugh Douglas done it in fighting with listeners all week long about Jalen Hurts.
Now, he did throw out the take of describe Jalen Hurts without using the term winner.
Yes, that was
a strong one.
Yeah, and that made him mad. That made him mad, and it made everybody else mad. But no, Hugh Douglas did not take the belt. Did any of us? I mean, we're amazing.
Always.
Did we take the belt?
More of a comedy week for us.
Yes, definitely more of a comedy week. The answer is no.
Did Broads?
Well, Broads is a liar. And also, well, I mean, he is. Broads a liar. And Broads also hit a guy in men's league. We were not supposed to hit anyone and didn't apologize to the guy. So, no, Broads did not take the belt.
Oh, okay.
If I could give it to John, the guy who roasted Broads, I would give it to him. The answer is nobody took it from Giglio. Giglio holds the belt for another week. And here is the terrifying thing. Joe Giglio will hold the belt
until 2026.
Yeah.
Because the belt will not be awarded the next two Fridays.
So How about that?
So Joe Giglio, I think, will be the longest holder of the belt in history.
How about that show?
What's that? Yeah.
How about that show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Hugh's held the belt for multiple weeks.
Yes, Giglio.
Hey.
Hugh is something else. You know, this time off is coming at a good time for Hugh, I think.
It really is.
He seemed ready for the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need a few days off, big dog.
I'm sure he'd be okay with me sharing this. You know, I see Hugh during the commercial breaks when I get here. And, man, for the last 2 weeks, he'll come in and I'll be like, man, these people. And he'll go, you know, right, Spike?
You know, Spike.
Yes, I do, Hugh. Me and Hugh, I think, have a kinship now. Yeah. So, yes.
Oh, man.
So, congratulations to Joe Giglio for holding on to the belt. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios. What's up, brother?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Man. Got a big game tomorrow.
Holiday spirit as well.
Big game. Yeah, man. You know, going to the holidays. Oh, yeah. Shapoopy, my daughter's birthday was yesterday, and I believe Ike, your wife's birthday was yesterday as well, correct?
How about that?
Okay,
happy
cool, because I kind of remember that. You know what I mean? She got my daughter, both of them, you know, same birthday.
Same birthdays, yeah.
But anyway, you know, God bless y'all, holiday season. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Look, the time of the year has come. Ain't no relaxing, falling back, and taking anything easy. Non-freaking negotiable. We just came off a game that shows when you just let things go free, open up, and take time to design all types of different plays, you can never go stagnant. You keep your opponents honest. Well, about freaking time. We are defending champions, and in this league, you have to constantly evolve. You have to plan with what you got and put everyone in the best position. No time to play scared. People ask questions, who would I rather y'all play, the Seahawks or the Rams? I'm the worst person to ask that question. Fighters fight. If you're the best, then it don't matter who's in front of you. You go and win. Winners don't settle for the road of least resistance. We want to take everyone's head off. Y'all better not have that mentality to wish to play a lesser opponent, because if so, then y'all already freaking lost. We bust through barriers that create our path. Don't y'all remember last year? Is the feeling coming back? Do y'all freaking smell it? You go into combat every time. No fear. Knowing you're going to win. Confident. Focused with no anger, but a savage. Giving up the freaking body. Leaving everything on the field. Making sure you get your respect and everybody remembers your name. All you have in this world is your balls and your word. Your kids, your family, the world is watching. And you're ready to live, but prepare to die. The past is gone. Forever we go. The masses are ashes. If you didn't know, F what they say. They live behind computer screens and ready to call the cops. They are dopamine fiends waiting for your attention, but they strike catchy words, suckers on LeBron flop. Distractions? What? There ain't none. We the only ones who can F ourselves, but need to un-F ourselves, like and load ourselves, and give them hell. Let the Mac go ring, 76 the bell. Let me tell you something, gentlemen, that slap and tickle, sabotaging yourselves, BS season is freaking over. No more talking, no more questioning, it's bodies in the truck season is here. Blood, guts, and not giving a F. The violence be with you. I, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Certified grass growers. E A G L E S. Eagles are Rios for North Philly Hunter Park, aka the Sergeant Major of Philly. I ain't gotta get ready, cause I'm always ready for violence or respect, suckers.
Now that was
Thank
a Rios
you.
Call.
Yes.
That was a Rios call.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Can we? We should do a year end show.
There's a lot of one liners in there.
Yes, there were. There were. I could feel Jack's finger near the dump button, like shaking. We should do a year end show when we play you know, the best moments from the year and play Rios' call from last week. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you like the Phillies trade of Matt Strom? 50-50. So I think people will like it if it ends up clearing up money for somebody good.
I was going to say, do you think the 50 that don't like the trade, they don't like what we got in return, or they wanted to keep Matt Strom?
I think they are looking
probably
at it
both, going, honestly.
Well, I think they're looking at going, we just traded a good pitcher for not a good pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, right. I don't think
as a salary dump.
Yes, as a salary dump. The salary dump only makes people feel good if you're using the salary for something else.
Right, using it for something.
Not if you're just, you know, dumping salary. Nobody likes that. So we'll see. Matt Strom, you know, I am hard on him because I find him to do a lot of annoying things.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, he has been a good pitcher for the Phillies. He's been generally pretty reliable during the regular season. So they are missing that. So I hope that $7.5 million they cleared, you know, they're able to find enough money to get one of those players we really, really want. 215-592-9494. Now, I mentioned that it is how many shopping days there are till Christmas. Imagine this gift for you, for your family, for your friends.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A house at the beach. Now, I didn't say down the shore, because down the shore is Jersey. The beach is Delaware. Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, at Along & Foster, is your partner to get you that gift for you. For now, it's not a gift. You have to buy it, of course. But imagine you come home and you're like, honey, I got the beach house. And you know what we're going to do? The property tax is so low that if we end up renting it out for a good portion of the summer, they're going to pay our whole mortgage. Then we're going to have a place that we can go to in the summer, that we can go to for a long weekend in the fall or the winter. It's yours, and then you watch it appreciate, and then you can retire because of all these great things that can happen. But Kasebe can be your partner in making sure you get that house. It is a competitive time to buy one of those houses, and you need a great realtor, and there is nobody better than Adam Kasebe. If you've never experienced the Delaware beaches, I prefer it. I think it's great. I mentioned the property tax is much lower. He can help you there. If you are attached to the Jersey Shore because you grew up going, Kasebe has a lot of connections, can help you there as well. He's the only guy you need to reach out to. When it's time, I want you to remember that name, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Oh, you know what it's time for. It's time for a little baloney. It's time for some poetry. It's time for Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank God grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. business, baby.
Tommy.
That's starting to rival my victory.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's got some pipes on him, Tommy yes, does.
No, nothing can rival that. I'm close, but I'm no cigar. You know what I mean?
You know, Tommy, we've had a couple of people this week say, you know, that bit Tommy Down the Shore, or they go, oh, you know, who's playing Tommy Down the Shore? And I tell them, Tommy's just Tommy. There's no biddy. This is Tommy, you know, and we're able to tell them that this is a guy who lives and breathes everything that he says.
I'm the real deal. I'm the genuine article. You know what I mean? I love life, and life loves me back. That's what I like to say. You know what I mean?
You love
I'm not
what?
Sure with that. I love life, and life loves me back. You know what I mean?
What do you love again?
Life.
Okay.
I love life.
All right.
Life. You know what I mean?
Life. You, now, Tommy, you must have been loving life during that Eagles-Raiders game last Sunday.
That was beautiful. Look, that's just a confidence boost. We need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we're going to ride this momentum. This weekend is going to be an even bigger confidence boost for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But before we get into this game with these stinking Commanders, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, right, we got this, like, baloney brand empire, right? I mean, we really got it. It's a concept. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
an idea. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Of course.
And I'll be honest. I've been reflecting. Some of my ideas are a little too grandiose, at least in the short term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're big. You know, the cartoon and the Broadway show, and there's been a lot of very, very big ideas.
Well, all in due time. I still believe we can make it happen, but that's long term. We're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars. Trust me. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
We're going to make trillions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Trillions. Okay.
Trillions. Yeah, but the thing is, sometimes you got to take baby steps. You know what I'm saying? You got to take little baby steps. And I was thinking, I need a couple of simpler ideas.
Okay.
So I got a new idea, very simple, that we could also partake in, the four of us, Jimmy. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Baloney Ballet. it's like a deranged dance recital. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Baloney Ballet. Okay.
That's right. And there's a few different teams. All you need is a stage and some costumes. You know what I'm saying? And dancing. You need dancing. You know
of course,
saying?
Yes.
And there's a couple different teams. There's one team, they're called the Salami Serenade. You know what I mean? And picture like some very talented ballet dancers, but they're wearing salami costumes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And picture like a beautiful piece from Mozart, and they're dancing ballet, but they're in salami costumes. It could be very beautiful.
What is the audience for this?
Everyone from Philly and the tri-state area.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so there's the Salami Serenade. What else?
Then I was thinking, this is the most exciting part of it. The four of us, we got our own dance team. You know what I'm saying?
Finally.
Like Fritz and Tommy. That's right. We got our own team. Spike, I know you like wearing hot dog costumes, right?
I do. I've done that a few times. Yep.
That's right. That's right. I was thinking, listen, the four of us, right, we get some custom-made hot dog costumes, right?
Okay.
Yes.
And we call ourselves the Hot Dog Lunatics. You know what I'm saying?
The Hot Dog and Lunatics?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And we play some heavy metal music, okay?
Okay.
And the four of us, we get on that stage, and we dance like we're insane. We dance like lunatics. That's where we got the name. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't seem like ballet.
Ballet is just a kind of branding term. It's
okay.
Not all ballet.
Okay, all right, fair enough, fair enough.
Sir, we got the heavy metal lunatic dancing. You know what I'm saying?
So to be clear, it is you, me, Ike, Jack. We're all dressed up in costume hot dog costumes.
Costumes, yeah.
We're on stage. They're blasting heavy metal, and we are just dancing all crazy.
That's right, because see, that's the thing. Sometimes in dancing, you ain't got to be good. You just got to be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to let it go.
You got cut loose, and people really enjoy that. What do you guys think? Are you guys, that could be so easy to do. We could do it.
Yeah, I could do it. I'll dress up like a hot dog. I have no problem with that.
All right, Jack, what do you guys think?
Nah, man, I'll be a glizzy gladiator.
There you go.
Wow.
There we go.
Of course, Tommy. Anything for you.
That could be a lot of fun. We could be a global sensation. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then there's one other team. They're a little different. It's like a trio of dancing teams. They're called the safety pins. You know what I mean? Picture like life-size safety pins dancing. You know what I mean? But their whole gimmick is they use that song Safety Dance. Remember Safety Dance? You guys remember that tune?
Yeah, we can dance when we want to, that one.
That's right. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Because and your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friend of mine. Yes.
But we can go where we want to.
Okay.
If it don't, then no one will. And we can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. That's, I love that line. That one line right there. You know what I'm saying? When he says he's going to act like an imbecile, that's like, that's my motto in life. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's too many people. We're too serious. You need some imbeciles, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, of all your ideas, I feel like the baloney ballet is the one that we could get off the ground the easiest.
Very easy. We don't even need a band or nothing. We just get some recordings, a stage, some salami costumes, some hot dog costumes, and some safety pin costumes. That's it. And people will, it'll be a global sensation. Trust me.
Yeah. And some ballet dancers, of course.
That's right. We can hire them. They're local. You yeah. know what I mean? We got the ballet dancer here.
They're
you know
local.
I mean?
Yeah. Well, I like this one, Tommy. Now, of course, we do have to get your prediction for Eagles Commanders, but I think we do need to hear your two greatest hits, and that is it oil? Is it oil or is it oil or is it oil? And of course,
Gabagool.
Yeah, eat the Gabagool. Could you do, which one do we want first, Jack?
Is it oil? Is it oil?
Okay.
Here we go. Baloney soprano in poetry mode. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soil or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
Beautiful. It's funny it goes so high-pitched early.
Yeah.
From normal to straight into... the first line of the poem.
Also, a very forceful rendition of Is It Oil or Is It Oil?
I was trying to put some real emotion into it. You're right, Jack. I try to get kind of some high-pitched energy to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's hear Eat the Gabagool.
This kind of ties into, like I was saying, being an imbecile. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Nothing wrong at all.
It's the motto in life.
Yes.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool and sure you'll be the man.
All right, yes. Well
done. Now they're going to win.
Well done. What a hit. What
Thanks
a hit.
Thanks so much, fellas. Man, I never knew I was going to be a poet. I never, let alone baloney soprano.
Yes. So, big game tomorrow. You know, Eagles, Commanders, the 2 seed still, you know, in our sights. What do you think's going to happen tomorrow, 5 o'clock?
It's a perfect game for us, another confidence-boosting game. We're going to dominate these thinking Commanders. It's going to be even more lopsided than the previous game. I'm saying 42-6.
Wow. Whoa. Now, these are Tommy down the short kind of predictions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Old school. These are like from the first couple seasons. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Well, just a power pack call, Tommy. We really appreciate you contributing to the show. We love the baloney ballet. Of course, we love your hit poems, Is It Oil or Is It Oil? And of course, Eat the Gabagool. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week, maybe not on Friday, but we will talk to you next week, perhaps Monday, for a Christmas edition of Tommy Down
the Show. Special holiday edition, but holiday baloney, baby.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds! Baloney Sopranos over and 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 now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Is It Oil or Is It Oil has really grown on.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I start laughing every time as soon as he does it. Is it oil or is it oil?
Because he raises the voice.
Yeah.
He's one tone, and then he just raises it.
Does the milk spoil, or does it spoil? Do the hot dogs boil, or do they boil?
He's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind.
He's one of a kind.
Speaking of one of a kind, Jack Fritz is one of a kind. What do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ah, the funniest pieces of audio I heard this week.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's always
a lot of good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
Now, Ike, where could one see Joe Conklin?
Oh, you can see him with the City Rhythm Orchestra in The Story of Philly Sports. Put to music. Now, that's pretty good. At the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That's over our way, Spike. On Saturday, February 21st. You know where you can get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com!
All right, top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy Honda Days is happening now at Scott Honda of Westchester and Vineland. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month. The 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Sport Touring for $309 a month. Or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these holiday savings today. Head over to Scott Honda of Westchester or Vineland. Make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.